USA Radio News.
We have so many companies moving back to the United States now, and what we need is talented people, people that have knowledge and people that know how to use those incredible machines that you don't learn overnight, right? And what you're doing here is a great example. A lot of people are studying it.
Some of the comments from President Trump and Ivanka Trump as they visit Iowa, where the president is leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. Now, after that discussion, the president is heading to Illinois, where he's going to celebrate the expected return of 800 American steel jobs. Today, Congressman Jim Jordan announced he is running for Speaker of the House. Congressman Matt Gaetz reacted to the news.
If Jim Jordan were Speaker of the House, we'd be winning so much we'd be tired of winning. Jim Jordan is a fighter for the middle class. He is an excellent communicator of the conservative principles. And now that he's running for Speaker, I'm going to do everything I can to convince my colleagues to join me in voting for him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
White House Communications Advisor Bill Shine said that a CNN reporter wasn't banned from a press event. Take a listen to this exchange that happened earlier today.
Word banned. I've seen it on lower thirds.
What word would you use, Bill? What word would you use?
When you ask her if we ever used the word ban, then I will answer that question.
You prohibited her? What's the word you would
you
use?
You ask her. Focus now. You ask her if we ever used the word ban.
What led to the incident was the CNN reporter consistently asking questions after the president was done making a statement yesterday with the EU president and the press was asked to leave. She persisted to ask questions, and the White House said it was not the time or venue to be asking the questions that she was asking. And finally, what makes a day perfect? Well, a new study came out that said Americans only enjoy 15 perfect days a year. In that perfect day, the average American would be the happiest, waking up at 8:15 in the morning and going to bed at 10:50 at night. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
As many people prepare for their final vacation of the 2018 summer, possibly, maybe you're heading away on Labor Day, or maybe right before the kids head back to school. Maybe you're heading to the woods and you're looking for a camp out. Well, Jen Stevenson is author of a new book titled The Camp Out Cookbook. Stevenson reminds us what you need to remember to bring from home.
I think probably most importantly you want to think about how you're going to be cooking. Will you be cooking over the fire or will you be cooking on your Coleman camp stove? Make sure that you've either got fire starters and firewood packed and your hardwood charcoal or your propane. You don't want to forget the propane. You know, you want to have your camp kitchen set up, your dishes and your silverware, and you want to have what you'll be cooking with. We pack a lot of cast iron. We love cooking in cast iron, so we always have a Dutch oven and a couple skillets.
Yeah, what are some...
And the wine opener. I can't forget that.
What are some common misconceptions when it comes to cooking outdoors and camping?
Well, I think that a lot of people think that it's too hard. It's too much prep. It's too much work. And so I think with, you know, a proper prep at home, taking some time out to get some mixes ready and kind of, you know, get all your vegetables and your dairy together, it can actually be a lot easier to cook really beautiful meals at the campfire than you think. You know, you don't have to just rely on those staples of pork and beans.
I had a chance to sit down and chat with Jen earlier today. Again, the name of that book, The Camp Out Cookbook. Jen Stevenson is a co-author there. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.